This is the English recording of The Rich Man and the Gold. On the outskirts of a town lived a rich, miserly man named Mana. He worked diligently without rest to earn his living, 7 days a week, year after year. Whenever Mana was able to turn a profit, he would use the money to buy bars of gold, which he would then bury in the ground. This is because Mana thought if he stored his gold inside his house, it would be possible for a thief to break in and steal it. Mana buried the gold bars in the garden behind his house. Every day, after he closed up shop, he would exhume his gold to make sure it was all still there. Unbeknownst to Mana, someone had seen him doing this. The thief, Samai, who would often burgle homes in the area, happened to spy Mana burying his gold one evening. Samai tried to stay perfectly quiet and contain the excitement he felt seeing the gold piled there before his eyes. He waited there until Mana had once again covered the hole, and then he slunk away. Late that night, once Mana had retired for the evening, Samai tiptoed into the garden, dug up the gold, and made off with every last bar. The next evening, Mana went to exhume his gold as usual, but was stunned to find that the gold bars had vanished, with only stones in their place. Dejected, Mana confided to a friend about what had happened. His friend asked, "When your gold was buried, was it being put to any use?" Mana replied, "No, I would just bury it and then dig it up every day to look at it." His friend then reasoned, "If that is the case, then you should just think of those stones as gold. You were getting no use out of the gold you had buried. You merely dug it up to admire it and then buried it again. Something of value that goes unused is no different than something of no value at all."